communication works for those who work at it. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we get some great tips on how to become a better communicator from our friends at the School of Life. Enjoy.
A basic distinction in humans is between those who are straightforward to deal with and those who are, as we tend to be reminded whenever we interact with them, repeatedly tricky or complicated to handle. What makes straightforward people gratifying to be around isn't so much that their positions and intentions are always inherently unproblematic. It's that we happen to know exactly what the issues are from the start. There is therefore no need to guess, decode, untangle, unscramble, or translate. There are no sudden surprises or revolutions in perspective. If these straightforward types don't want to do something, they will politely and in good time explain that it's really not for them. If they're unhappy with our behaviour, they won't smile sweetly while developing noxious stores of envy or hatred in the recesses of their minds. They will immediately provide a gentle but accurate statement of how we are frustrating them. If they're worried a project is going awry, they won't pretend that all is well until a catastrophe can no longer be denied. If they're attracted to someone, they will find charming, kind, and inoffensive ways of making their feelings clear. And in bed, they may want to please, but they can also be honest and unashamed about what actually pleases them. The problem with complicated people is that they are painfully unsure about the legitimacy of their own desires, which renders them unable to let the world know what they truly want and feel. They may appear to agree with everything we're saying, but it emerges very far down the line that they had a host of reservations that require an age to uncover and resolve. They will ask you if you'd like another slice of cake when it turns out that they are pining for one. They will swear that they want to join you for the dinner you'd suggested, when in reality they'd been aching for an early night. They will give every impression of being happy with you while crying inside. They will say sorry when they want you to apologize. They feel overlooked but won't ever push themselves forward or raise a complaint. They're longing to be understood but never speak. When they're attracted to someone, the only outward evidence might be a few sarcastic comments, leaving the object of their affections bemused or unimpressed. Around sex, they go along with what they feel might be normal as opposed to what actually interests them. What could explain such confusing complexity? The root cause is poignant. It springs not from evil or inherent manipulativeness, but from fear. The fear of how an audience might respond were one's true intentions to be known. There is, as ever, likely to be a childhood origin to this pattern of behaviour. A child becomes complicated, that is, underhand, roundabout, or even deceitful, when it's given the impression by its earliest caregivers that there is no room for its honesty. One can imagine a child whose needs for another biscuit, for a run round the garden, for help with homework, or for a chance not to see granny, might have been received with irritation or open anger. It never quite knew when its parents would get annoyed or explode, or why. Or else a child might have sensed that a parent would be unbearably saddened if it revealed too many of its authentic aspirations. Why would one directly say how one felt or what one wanted if the result were to be shouting, tears, or a complaint from a loved but fragile grown-up that this was a betrayal or all simply too much? And so the child grew into an adult expert at speaking in emotional code. They became someone who prefers always to imply rather than state, who planes the edge of every truth, who hedges their ideas, who's given up trying to say anything that its audience might not already want to hear. Someone who lacks any courage to articulate their own convictions or to make any even slightly risky bid for the affection of another person. Fortunately, none of us are fated to be eternally complicated. we can untangle ourselves by noticing and growing curious about the origins of our habitual evasiveness and reluctant slyness. We can register how little of our truth was originally acceptable to those who brought us into the world. Simultaneously, we can remind ourselves that our circumstances have changed. The dangers that gave birth to our coded manner of communicating have passed. No one is now going to shout at us or feel inexplicably hurt like they once did. Or if they do, we have agency. We can, as a last but crucial resort, walk away. We can use the freedoms of adulthood to dare to own up to more of who we actually are. We can also recognize that our complicated behavior doesn't in fact please people as we might have hoped. Most of the people we deal with would far rather be frustrated head-on than sold a fine tale and then have to suffer disappointment in gradual doses. Human interaction is inherently filled with a risk of conflict. We are never far from misaligned goals and divergent desires. However, the straightforward people among us have known enough love and acceptance early on to be able to bear the danger of ruffling a few feathers. They invest their energies in trying to deliver their truths with thoughtful diplomacy, rather than in burying them badly beneath temporary and saccharine smiles. We will discover simple communication when we can accept that what we want is almost never impossible for others to bear. It is the cover-up that always maddens and pains.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.